As often as you shall do these things in memory of me shall you do them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Reverend Fathers, dear faithful, we come to church this morning for the second great day of Pentecost, the third of our beautiful Pentecost Masses, in which we thank the Holy Ghost particularly for the gift of the sacraments, the forgiveness of sins, confirmation, both mentioned in today's Mass, but especially you hear from the introit, which is that of Corpus Christi. Thomas Aquinas himself would borrow it from this ancient Mass in order to celebrate this great mystery of our faith. We thank our Lord for the Mass. We thank our Lord for Holy Communion, for the sacrament, the sacrifice of the Holy Eucharist. After the priest has consecrated the precious blood of our Lord, he genuflects and says secretly the words of the Savior, "As often as you shall do these things in memory of me, shall you do them." So for us as Catholics, every Mass day, well, it's a blessed day and a holiday, a holy day, isn't it, when we can hear Mass during the week. Every Mass day is necessarily a memorial day. Remember, that was the plea of our Lord. Remember me. Do not forget me. And how easy it is to forget our Lord, whether in times of great suffering and sorrow and grief. We thought about that yesterday, how easily we let fears and sorrows separate us from Christ and make us to forget him. Or when, as it is for many people today who, despite the weather, are probably going to be pretty determined to have a good party today, and there's the sizzling steaks and the start of summer and the living is easy, then too, isn't it, easy to forget our Lord. But our Lord wants us to remember. I think nature this morning has the right take on things. Memorial Day should be for us a sort of a sad day, bitter, sweet. Sure, it's the holiday for the start of summer, and we're keeping great holiday with the Holy Ghost this year, and yet those intermittent tears from heaven remind us of the great sorrow and the great tragedy of war and how it is truly a punishment from sin. I was reading on one of the internet sites the other day about how, had the fathers been able to continue the true Vatican Council under Pope Pius IX in Rome, but they could not because they were dispersed by a war, the Masonic invasion of the Papal States and of Rome itself, had they been able to continue, they were going to issue something about modern warfare and the great damage that it does. The Church herself is the example of that. The great Cardinal Toviani in the late 1950s, he wrote something on that subject as well. Sometimes the papal statements in the 20th century tended to be a little bit vague and general, perhaps overly diplomatic. But those other great churchmen had in mind something very, very specific, so we could see the damage that is done by war and its great tragedy. That being the case, thank God for the Mass. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the graces that are poured forth, and that we can still hear those words Father just sang at the altar, the words of our Savior. The Son of Man has come into this world not to judge the world, but to save the world, that this world might be saved through him, through the saying of the Mass, through the offering up of the sacrifice, through the sanctifying of the Holy Ghost, who listeth, who breatheth where he will. You see that in the epistle, don't you? Here you have these pagans, and they're gathered together, and they want to be disciples, but they never received their sacrament of baptism. And yet the Holy Ghost comes upon them and inspires them, and then the old commentaries say, and thus makes them to be part of, by their baptism of desire, the soul of the Church. And then, after that, they're baptized with water, and they become part of the mystical body of the Church, the goodness, the immense mercy of our Lord, and the power that is ours as Catholics. It's a burden, and that it is a comfort, our Catholic faith. And we know this deep down in the very marrow of our souls and of all of our experiences. We Catholics can't keep holidays as other folk do. We can't hear the news. We can't meditate about politics or current events or American history or modern culture as others do, because the Holy Ghost is with us and we are members of the mystical body of Christ. That's the great truth of the matter. And yet for all of it, it is not bitterness, but a comfort, isn't it? And a great joy. And to think of the power that is ours in the true and the daily memorial, the making presence, not a mere memory, not a sentiment or a feeling, but the making present of the death of our Commander-in-Chief, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, on the altar, and the immense power that flows, that overflows from the chalice of one Mass. Thus, we have our hope, even as we have our goal. And today, every Memorial Day and every Mass day, for it is truly a Memorial Day, how fitting it is that we should remember those prisoners of war who are so often forgotten, whether or not they had the misfortune to pass through an earthly army, or whether or not they were simply perhaps the soldiers of Christ from some long ago but not forgotten seal of confirmation. That is to say that there is a fiery dungeon down below which serves as well. And think of this. Talk about our Catholic faith informing the way we think of things. As the most desired destination, which is both sad and sweet, not in some silly, superficial sense, but I mean very, very profoundly, how infinitely sad it is to be separated from the good God who is all good and who is suffering. How sad it is, just as we think of the plight of veterans, maimed, lying in some hospital someplace, or their minds all mixed up and trying to make sense out of their lives and just get through things, and no one seeing to their needs or attending to them. And what a tragedy and how sad that is. But then we remember the souls that are forgotten in purgatory and how they are truly helpless and they cannot even help themselves. But on the other hand, unlike those who are still alive, and perhaps in physical pain, mental confusion, and emotional distress as a result of wars, and wars which serve what possible purpose. How sweet it is, and how serene a thought to think that they are at peace. I mean, those souls in purgatory, and they would not change their prison for the best of barbecues this afternoon, for the most wondrous experience that earth could ever offer them. Paradise is deferred for them for a time, even though they're in a place where there is no time, yet another mystery of our faith, which we have to solve by meditation and reading, and most of all, by prayer. They are there until every stain is burned away from their gleaming white dress uniform, which they received at Holy Baptism. How our Catholic faith, which alone enables us to make sense of nonsense, to get the true story out of history, and which alone enables us to smile through our tears and find sweetness even in seemingly endless sadness at times. Our Catholic faith is the most precious legacy of all. Every Mass day, every Memorial Day should remind us of this far more precious legacy of liberty than ever some war propagandists have dreamed up to cover up the wicked goals of some sad, sad war. We see the effects of that all about us today. And yet, today is a day of joy and of triumph and of peace. Of peace, of course, at a price, but a day of peace. And why is that? because today is a true memorial day. It is a Mass day. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.